Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about Manasseh, you know, in 2 Chronicles 33. I tell you, you know, he was Hezekiah's son. And listen, just because parents do right, you know what I'm saying? just because parents are doing the right thing, there's no guarantee that your children are going to do the right thing. You know what you hear? People just put everyone in a box. It's like, listen, everyone has to make their own choice. Everyone has to choose to serve God. Everyone has to choose this. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, Manasseh has some issues. You know, Manasseh was a son of Hezekiah, and he did very evil in the eyes of the Lord. You know, he reigned for 55 years. Talk about the patience of God.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, do you realize how lucky you are to be alive right now? You know what I'm saying? You know, you haven't been dealt. You have gone a long time. You know, so you got a long time getting away with that. You know,
right.
Careful. Well, in 2 Chronicles 33, verse 3, just listen to some of the stuff he got into. He rebuilt the high places of his father, right? His father Hezekiah had demolished. He also erected altars to Baal and made Asherah poles. He bowed down to the starry host. He sacrificed his sons in the fire in the valley of Bethanum. Mm. He practiced sorcery and divination and witchcraft and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, provoking him to anger. I mean, there's more. You can keep going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so Manasseh was just, he did just evil everywhere.
Yeah,
he
was a bad dude.
Yeah, man, he didn't kick the door down. He just said, I'm just going to get in it all, you know, and just the depths of evilness. Well, verse 10, listen to this. In the midst of all this evilness, in verse 10, the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. Listen, God is sending his messengers. He's sending his servants out to talk to so many people about, listen, it's time to get right with God. You don't want to fall into the trap like Manasseh did. And many people are blowing off God. They're blowing off God's messengers. They're ignoring them. They may not be rude about it, but they'll say, oh, okay, you know, I'm just not ready. Mm-hmm. You're not ready to bow down to God?
Right.
You're bowing down to something, but you're not ready to bow down to God?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know that this very day your life could be taken from you. This very day.
That's right.
But Manasseh ignored God, right? He ignored the warning. This is what happens in verse 11. This is what happens when you ignore God, okay? So the Lord brought against him the army commander of Syria, and they took Manasseh prisoner. Check this out, Pat. Listen to Chris. Mm-hmm. They took Manasseh prisoner and put a hook in his nose and bound him with shackles and took him to Babylon. I mean, God's like, look, and you know what? And we're talking about the merciful discipline of God. You know, so sometimes things that look bad, God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of getting, you know, to the core of it. Mm. And it's interesting how much evil can be done by one person. I mean, look what Manasseh did. He served false God. He got into sorcery and witchcraft and worship of stars. He sacrificed. He killed his own son. Mm-hmm. Sons.
Right.
I mean, you think about the 50 million abortions that have been done already in this nation. I mean, it's just like child sacrifice.
Yeah.
He just did evil in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
But Manasseh, verse 9, led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray so that they did more evil in the nations than the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. I mean, they were like they were worse than the worst of sinners. It's like, dude, what is going on here? And I think about God's amazing mercy. Because this may not seem like mercy. But here God sends an Assyrian over and says, listen, I tried talking to you. I tried helping you out, Manasseh. I tried to warn you. And I think about so many times in someone's life, how many warnings does God give to dreams? It sends one messenger, another messenger, another messenger, another messenger. It's like, at what point, America, at what point are we going to respond to those that the Lord has sent? At what point? And so now Manasseh finds himself in captivity with a hook in his nose. He finds an army quintoli against him and his people. He's in bronze shackles and he's taken captive in Babylon. And you think that is harsh. No, listen. What harsh is God could have just killed him.
Yeah.
He could have been death. That's harsh.
Yeah.
God, you know, but he paid him no mind. And it's like, look, you know, God loves you enough. God loves you enough to get your attention. And God loves us enough to punish us and to allow tough and difficult things to happen to us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in American society, love has been so twisted. You know, the definition, it's like it's just been so just warped. Mm-hmm. I mean, many parents today don't want their children to suffer hardship. They don't want their children to experience pain. Oh, no. They call them helicopter parents because they hover around their children. Oh, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. Oh, don't touch that. Oh, let me rescue them. Mm-hmm. Oh, just give them more money. Give them more money. I don't want them to suffer. Everything's got to be fair. Everything's got to be fair. And although their children have ignored their calls to change, to stop doing this stuff, to get things right and to repent, they didn't answer their parents. You know, but how many parents are rescuing their kids because they're not letting them come to the end of themselves? Right. Well, let me tell you something. God has no problem. No problem allowing Manasseh to suffer and allowing others to come through some kind of straightening, some trials and situations, suffering some pain to get us where we need to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, here Manasseh sitting in prison. He's shackled. He was totally taken down, arrested. He's in captivity. And there's nothing like an experience, nothing like a trial, nothing like pain and suffering to wake you up from a life of sin. I mean, I believe the Bible says that he who suffers in his body is through his sin. Like, oh,
that's
I'm
right.
Done. I'm done.
You that's know, it.
This is me tapping out. You know what I'm saying? Uncle, this is me. Watch my hand. I'm
done.
Out.
I'm finished.
Get me out of this. But he who suffers in his body is through his sin. Why would we have to suffer? We're talking about the mercy of discipline. The mercy of discipline. So what was the result? You know, some in our maybe American society will look at, oh, that's just so harsh. God's just so harsh. Well, what was the result of this harshness? In verse 12, the word tells us that in his distress, in Manasseh's distress, he sought the favor of the Lord.
Oh, imagine that.
His God now, his God, and he humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. Listen, when Manasseh's sitting up in jail, in shackles, and he has the chance to come to the end of himself, he says, wow, I think I'm done. There's two things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
He sought the favor of God. He sought out God. He sought out how to get things right with God. He just went out and said, listen, God, I got to fix this. And he humbled himself greatly. I mean, this is the key. God has a way of bringing us to this point where we realize that, you know what? I don't think that I need to suffer anymore. I don't think my family needs to suffer anymore.
Right.
And I think I need to turn to you. This is mercy. And you know, Manasseh probably thought that this could never happen to him. That's the thing. When you keep going further and further away and you don't connect the consequences to your sin, or you just kind of ignore, you don't make that connection, you think, oh, this can't happen to me. But pride has a way to continue to darken you. Mm-hmm. You know, sin has a way, just pride and sin. It's right. just like you become delusional. Mm-hmm. You become delusional towards God. I'll never get caught. This will never catch up to me. But Manasseh found out something different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He found out something different. Two things happen. You know, many people today are suffering hardships and trials and torments and bad situations, but they're not making the connection that this is a result of not having God in their life or as a result of their sin. I mean, many people are suffering greatly today. I mean, great. Their family are going through horrific things. And never is there a connection. It's like, you know, do you think that maybe, possibly, because we've raised our fist towards God, we've ignored his ways, that we're reaping some of the ramifications of that? Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to connect the dots. And if somebody is helping you to connect the dots, a wise man, a wise woman, the Bible says, gives thought to their ways. Mm-hmm. You got to give thought to your ways. This is both the saved and the unsaved. I mean, not saying that every trial is, of course, because of sin, but certainly we should ask ourselves, Lord, is this from you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying something?
Are you saying something to me if I'm lying in my bed of suffering? is this from you? And they don't do this either because they don't recognize the hand of God is against them, or worse off, they credit the Assyrian army, not God who sent them. Mm. Like, you lost your job, you lost your house, you lost all, it's the bank's fault. It was just like, do you think maybe God has something to do with this? They credit the wrong person.
All right.
Listen, it wasn't the Assyrian army. God, the Assyrian army was God's instrument. It was God's tool, but it wasn't the Assyrian army. And we can't get that twisted. But it happens every single day. So they continue their pride. They continue into their rebellion until they go further down. Why go further down? Why come to the end of yourself? Why be, you know, broke, busted, and disgusted, as they say? Why suffer in your body greatly before you recognize and say, I think I'm going to tap out. God? I mean, Manasseh mm-hmm. was locked up in prison and had to lose everything. Mm-hmm. Before he what? Sought the Lord and his favor, his God. Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. What was God's response to Manasseh seeking him out? So how did God respond to Manasseh? Here's Manasseh tapping out saying, God, mm-hmm. listen, I'm done with this life. As I come to the end of myself, I've greatly humbled myself before you. And you know what? I just want to get things right with you. This is what happens in verse 13. When he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty. Mm. That word means his earnest and sincerity. God saw that at the core of Manasseh's heart, he wasn't just having no jailhouse confession here, mm-hmm. but he saw that at the core of Manasseh's heart, he was truly broken for what had happened. And listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says that God said, and listened to his plea. God listened to him. God was moved by his sincere repentance and coming to the end of himself. And so this is what God does. God brings him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. And the word of God says, then Manasseh knew that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. Manasseh loses everything, suffers, hook in his nose, shackles on his body, slammed up in a prison. Yeah. And he was at a crossroads. Do I blame everybody else for my situation? Or do I have the, or do I come to the end of myself? Do I get right with God? Do I get sincere? God heard his plea, was moved with compassion, and says, Manasseh, I'm going to bring you back.
That's all.
I'm going to bring you back.
All he did.
Let me tell you something. If you're sitting in a prison situation today, you could be sitting in prison today. Mm-hmm. If you're going through a rough trial, and if you're going through a tough situation, And you're connecting the dots now and realize I'm in this situation because I've ignored God. Mm. I want to find God my own way. Boy, have I heard that before. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's only one way to God.
Right.
And we come to God on his terms, not on our terms. I mean, this is beautiful and amazing. It's just the mercy of the Lord. This is God's mercy. And you know what? God disciplines his children. You know, all God ever wanted from Manasseh was his heart.
That's right.
It's all he ever wanted. He allowed and punished and disciplined Manasseh so Manasseh can come to the end of himself, so Manasseh can be saved, and so that God can pour out and lavish his amazing love on him. There wasn't no payback involved. God wasn't looking for no retaliation. He heard his plea, and he opened his arms to him. And we can come to a point where we're grateful for God's love. And this is, you know, how do we tell? In Manasseh's case, you think about this. How do you tell if brokenness is real, or, you know, or if we're really sorry for what we did? How can you tell, you know? Because the Bible talks about, you know, godly sorrow. You know, some people are just sorrowful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. But how do you know that there's true sorrow here? It's because godly sorrow causes people to repent.
Right. Exactly right.
It causes people to repent. And so he just didn't have a jailhouse conversion. He got right. He was crying out. He wasn't crying out just because of the pain. He wasn't crying out because of the loss of his kingdom. He wasn't crying out because he lost his job. He wasn't crying out because he lost his kingship. He wasn't crying out because he lost his money. He wasn't crying out because he lost his wealth. He wasn't crying out because he lost his family. He wasn't crying out because he lost his reputation. He wasn't crying out because he lost his status and everyone despised him. He wasn't crying out because he lost his freedom.
Yep.
He was crying out because he needed God. And some people are just, they're crying out because I'm in trouble. Now I'm suffering. You got to find out the real deal. You got to be willing to address the real cause of whatever it is that you're going through. And you can choose. There's sorrow.
That's right.
There is sorrow. But do you want a godly sorrow? Or are you sorrowing just because I got caught? And I just want to, I want to let this go away. I just want a Band-Aid to cover my pain, to cover my hurt, to cover my situation. No, God saw that he was earnest and sincere when he cried out to him. God, you know, but how do we know that? Because God saw his heart, saw his repentance. And Matthew 3:8 says, produce fruit in keeping with your repentance. How do we know that? I mean, God saw his heart, but how do we know that Manasseh turned? How do we know that? Well, it produced fruit. This is one of the first things Manasseh did. Manasseh's fruit was what he did after he prayed to God, proved that what he prayed was real. You know, everybody wants to come to Jesus when they got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, and Jesus is Lord, and I'm sorry, yeah. I repent. Now, what you going to do tomorrow? Right. What are you going to do next week?
All right.
What you do tomorrow and next week and next month determines if what you prayed was real.
Especially after the pain leaves.
Oh.
What's your response?
That's the true test.
That's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest test. How many times have you talked to someone, you're discipling someone, you're counseling someone, and, you know, everybody wants Jesus when their pain is so real. Mm-hmm. But once it starts to lift, once people are coming around again, once everything is being restored to normal, you know what? He's out of prison. He's like, okay, all right. The hook came out my nose. The hole is going away. That gaping hole in my nose is closing up. I've got my clothes back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Calling me king. It's like, okay, looking good, you know? And it's like, get everything. What are you going to do now? That's how you know what you're after. What kind of fruit? So listen to what Manasseh does in verse 15. It says, he got rid of the foreign gods and removed the image of the temple of the Lord. He started doing business, as well as the altars he had built on the temple hill in Jerusalem. And he threw them out in the city. And he restored the altar of the Lord and sacrificed fellowship offerings. Manasseh got real. He said, "Hey, listen. I'm going to let my fruit speak for myself. I'm just going to do the right thing, no matter what, and producing fruit in keeping with repentance. Repent means that we're turning away from a life of sin. We're turning away. We're loving God. We're obeying God. We're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We're doing the right thing. And you know, he was granted mercies. The Lord, I started to think about this. He was granted mercies. Mm-hmm. The mercies of the Lord are new every single morning. Every day we start out with fresh and new mercies of God.
Every day.
And I need them.
I know you do.
Yes, you know I do. But listen, how often are the mercies of God not taken advantage of? Listen, you should take advantage of the mercies of God. What do you mean by that? God extends mercy so that we can take advantage of that mercy and change. God could have dealt with Manasseh from day one, from day one. And so many people have confused God's mercy as he's ignoring what's happened or he's turned another cheek. No, God's not turning another cheek. He sees everything. Don't mistake God not acting today that he's winking at your sin. He's giving you time. Mercies are to be taken advantage of.
That's right.
How much mercy? Listen, you may be living in a state of mercy right now. You may be living in a state of mercy right now. Listen, take advantage of that mercy. The mercies of God are to produce change in our daily lives. We need to appropriate the mercies of God so that we can recognize that we're living in that season so that we can change, we can repent, and we will not suffer the harms or the consequences. It's time. I mean, it's time to follow Manasseh the second half, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to change. It's time to take a turn. And it's time to say, you know what? I'm going to appropriate the mercies of God. I'm going to appropriate the mercies of God.
Yeah, that's so good. I mean, there's no distance you can fall away from God. As long as you're still breathing,
yeah,
that God will take you back. He's just looking for humility,
yeah,
and repentance.
Yeah,
and look what the guy did. I mean, can you imagine putting that on your resume, trying to get a job? Man will just laugh you out of the place.
Right. But God, spit you out.
But God, he tears it up. He doesn't look at it. He chunks it. Just come on in. I'll take you back. And that's all.
Listen, that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I there's a lot of perfect people out there, you know, but, you know, until you've done some stuff, you know what I'm saying, that people will look at you differently.
What's the word say? He who sins much. Loves much.
Loves much. It's that heart of attitude, you know, attitude of gratitude, that thankfulness that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. That it's like, you know what, God? If you get me out of this one,
I'm your.
You know, but yeah. Why be put in that position? You think, wow, that's so harsh. Why did God put a hook in his nose? Why did God shackle him? Yeah. Why did God send the Assyrian army, no less? I mean, and they drug him like an animal and put him in captivity. This is the king. I mean, God, couldn't you find another way to treat the king?
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe that's exactly what Manasseh needed.
Exactly what he needed. He knows exactly what we need to get our attention.
That's right.
He knows all our buttons.
That's right.
And Manasseh having to be a hook in his nose.
Yep.
Shackles on his feet.
Yep.
And drug off.
And the thing is, like, don't make God do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't make God do it. And you know your children, you tell them, now, if daddy has to get up, I don't want to have to get up now. I talk to you guys, or whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
30 times, and trying to help you here. I'm trying to help y'all.
You know, I warned you.
Trying to help y'all. We're trying to have a good time here, you know, but... Mm. But I don't want to have to. But because I love you, I want you to bring some correction and we bring things back to where they need to be. you know, today, if you find yourself in a trial, don't kick the trial. Don't despise what's happening. Don't look on surface that it was your job, it was your house, it was a setup. No. Maybe look a little bit deeper. Could this be the hand of God in your life? Is this God getting your attention? And when you have that encounter with God, when you allow yourself to go there, when the pain gets bad enough, you know, we talk about Cecil before, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's two dogs, you know, on the porch, and two men are talking. And all of a sudden, as the guys are talking, you start to hear one of the dogs crying.
Ow, ow.
Mm-hmm.
The man says, "Is that your dog?" He says, "Oh yeah, that's Cecil. He's crying." Yeah. So they keep talking.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Yeah, he does it all the time. He keeps going a little bit more, and
ow, ow.
It's like, dude, why is your dog crying? It's just loud wails. Oh, that's Cecil. He's just sitting on a nail. The guy says, "He's sitting on a nail. Why doesn't he get up?" And the guy looks back at him and says, "Well, it just doesn't hurt bad enough yet."
That's all right.
And there are a lot of people that are going through their situations and difficulties. It just doesn't hurt bad. You haven't come to the end of yourself. Listen, why get a hook in your nose? Why be taken off in captivity? Turn now and say, "God, you know what? I'm going to completely turn. I'm going to seek you out with great humility. And I'm not going to come to you on my terms, but I'm going to come to you on your terms." Make Jesus today the Lord of your life and recognize the mercies of God so that you can change in the time that you have to change.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.